Morning. Today's daf in Gittin is Ayin. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf is Lon Tech and Nishmas Liber Gabriel Bashmuel. We find ourselves on Samachtav Samad Beis. Remedies. We're in the middle of the Gemara remedies. We're finishing up today Chach Mechazal in terms of various refuahs. Again, let's just go over my two disclaimers from yesterday. Number one, I don't know what I'm talking about. Number two, second disclaimer is that the Gaonim already said, don't try this at home. A lot of the refuahs that we're going to be discussing over the course of yesterday and today are not to be used nowadays. The Gaonim cite the basic principle of Nishtana Teva, that nature has changed, and as a result of that, a lot of these refuahs are going to be ineffective, and you try them and they don't work, and then you're going to question the validity of so many of the other Ma'amir Chazal. So, it's a warning, do not try them at home. We find ourselves on Samach Tesamid Beis. We're at the first wide line of the Gemara. We were discussing the spleen yesterday, a bloated spleen. Gemara gave a number of remedies for the bloated spleen. You remember over the course of yesterday, where we started the remedies on yesterday's daf. It was really on the back end of Samach Tesamid Beis. After the Samach Ches dedicated itself to the entire, almost entirely to the discussion of Ashmedai and Shlomo HaMelech and the Shamir, then the Gemara launched into a discussion, five lines from the bottom, Samach Ches Amud Beis, into the various refuos that would be beneficial to people. Basically, the way the Gemara is laid out is that it follows the biology, the anatomy of a person, from the head heading downward. So yesterday's daf was dedicated to the discussion of what do you do for headaches, eye aches, nose aches, mouth issues, teeth, blood coming out of the mouth. And then it moved down to the heart and the digestive tract, and we are up to the spleen. What do you do with a bloated spleen? So the Gemara yesterday gave a number of suggestions in terms of what to do in terms of a remedy, and we're in the middle of the discussion. So in the Gemara, in some testament days, we're towards the bottom, so the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Acha. So if you got a barrel of wine, so that's great. In other words, you don't need to go any further. So that would be just fine for the spleen. Just use a barrel of wine and you will be good to go. However, El Mirago Bepas, but if you don't have a barrel of wine, so then what do you do? So then get some bread. Specifically, Pashachris. Bread in the morning. Bread in the morning is fantastic, says the Gemara. The Malal Kula Guf, it's good for the entire body. So we're having bread in the morning. Le Rush Chasa. The Gemara now discusses Rush Chasa. Sounds from Rashi. It's basically a form of hemorrhoids. Of course, Rashi doesn't use that word, and again, it's just a little bit of guesswork on my part in terms of what exactly the diagnosis is. But if you take a look at Rashi, sorry, let me find the Rashi. Right, Rashi just simply describes this tachtonios. Rashi covers here both sides of the daf. Tosos doesn't comment on these gemaras. So if you look at Rashi in the second column, so Rashi says tachtonios, right, something to do with the rectal area, probably a form of hemorrhoids. Anyway, lacy akika v'ilava v'isparchi umerachtcha v'chumrasa depilon v'shiafa dechamimisa. So the Gemara instructs us to get a whole series of various herbs together. Okay, you'll forgive me if I don't translate what all these different types of herbs and minerals are. Veninko besach dekisa, and then wrap it up together in flax. Bekaiti in the summer, wrap it in flax. Amar gufne besitfa, and if you're in the fall and you're stav, so then you're going to wrap it in cotton. Ve'ilo lishtei shechem arka. Now, if you don't have this available, or if it doesn't work, so then drink very diluted beer, and that would help the tachtonios. Presumably the hemorrhoids. Lishigura. Shigura, again, exactly what it is, not perfectly clear, but from the... I hear a number of suggestions over here. Rashi just simply describes it as chola yirechayim vehakaba so shikorin henka. So Rashi describes it as something wrong with the hips and with the legs and with the upper legs and maybe gout, maybe. So Lacy Pasia Dumimina, so the Gemara says for this, what you're gonna do is make a collection of fish brine and vinigdare shitzen zimna ahai mitachte, shitzen zimna ahai mitachte. And then you're gonna just simply rub this fish brine on each one of the legs 60 times on each leg. Lit simarta. If you have a stone going through your urinary tract, perhaps the person is passing a stone through his urinary tract, so what do you do? So the Gemara gives a remedy for this. Naisi tlas itufase mishcha, de kufra. So what you're going to do is get 3 drops of tar of pitch, v'tlas itufasa itzra, and 3 drops of...
Leek,
the karte, v'tlas nitufasa de chamra nikida, and 3 drops of wine, v'lishtei le'linish ba'ama, and for the man, you're going to insert it into the urinary tract, v'lisha ba'osamakam, same thing for the woman, and that is if you're passing a kidney stone, v'ilo. Now, if that, again, is either unavailable or unsuccessful, lacy una de zika, get a flask, v'lishtei le'linish ba'ama. Now, for the man, hang it by his maleness, v'lisha ba'dadin, and by the woman, by her chest, v'ilo. Now, if that is either not available or unsuccessful, lacy chusa de zahurte, so get a red string. Here's the red bendel in the Gemara. Yeah. So get a red string. De shadise doma bas doma, and specifically woven by doma bas doma, someone, a woman of ill repute who is also the daughter of ill repute. You remember the word doma. In the Gemara, we've seen this word before. The Doma is a woman who has a very poor reputation. So this red string has to be constructed by her. Okay, again, you cannot ask me questions. And again, in terms of where to place it, so same as we instructed just a moment ago. V'ilo, now again, if that's either unsuccessful or unavailable, lacy kina, dezachar nekeva, so get a kina, louse, male and female. In terms of gender identification, your guess is going to be as good as mine. And again, placement is going to be the same place. V'chi mashtin. Now, when you actually go to the bathroom and you're passing the stone, nishtin asisna bishasa, so make sure to urinate on dry thorns, bitsinor dadasha, right by the lintel of the door, v'na'ayin b'chumrasa denafkaminei. Now, the actual stone that you pass, so the Gemara says, don't lose it, make sure to get it. Demala l'kula tzimri, because it's an excellent remedy in of itself. Okay. So, it's good for tzimra. It's good for fever. And the Gemara says, while we're on the topic of fever, the Gemara says we're going to talk about fevers. The Gemara is going to talk about two types of fevers. One type is going to be referred to as tzimra bara, the external fever. And the other type, which the Gemara is going to explain it also in just a second, it's tzimra degava, an internal fever. Okay, again, I'm not really sure how to differentiate between the two, but the Gemara discusses both. So tzimra bara, so if you have the external fever, lisei tlas agrivis souffle. So for that, you're going to take 3 bowls, utlasa givre atrafa dara, and you're going to take 3 atrafa dara. Okay, various leaves. Now here you're going to cook them. Now you're not going to cook them together, but you're going to cook them separately. And you're going to sit between them. Mashikle, and you're going to get 2 bowls, v'naisi porta, and you're going to bring a table, v'nanachi lave, and you're going to lie down on the table, v'nekim ilave, high, v'lusi v'lave, high, and you're going to be moving one to the other, umi aleve, high, v'lusi v'lave, high, and you keep transferring between one table and another. Again, I'm not really sure exactly how this therapy is actually done. Ad denasik behevla, but basically what you're going to do is you're going to create a schwitz using this this mixture, ulas chemine, and then you're going to take some of it and you're going to smear it on you. V'chishasi mimaya de adre lishte. Now, when you drink, you're going to drink from the maya de adre. You're going to drink from the water where you boil the herbs. Mimaya de sufa lishte. But don't drink from the bowl of dates. Mishum de mi akre, because it creates sterility. So the last step, you can drink, but drink only from one bowl, not from the other bowl. Letzimer gavna, now for an internal fever, lacy shiva bunid de silkim, shiv mishare. So you're going to get beets. The beets are going to come from 7 different sources, seven different gardens. Vinishkalinu ba'afrayu, and cook it together with the offer that it grew in. Vinechav vinishte atrafa dara b'shichra, and you'll drink it together with, again, row of leaves. You're going to drink it together with beer. Oh, anave talim b'mayim, or you're going to drink it together with leaves of grapes that is soaked in water. Lichazizasa. We are now on the top of Ayin Amud Aleph. We're talking now about some sort of blister, some sort of boil. Rashi describes it as a alephes. Okay, so it's a blister. So leisi shevchita arzanisa. So you're going to get seven plump kernels of wheat. Viniklinu. Amarichadata, and you will roast it on top of a new shovel. V'nafik mashchaminayu, and then the oil v'nishuf, and you're going to spread the oil upon you. Rav Shimi Barashi avalei alohu avikochavim l'davar acher v'isei. There was a guy that came to Rav Shimi Barashi who had davar acher. Davar acher is a Gemara's expression when it describes somebody who has saras. So what we would call saras, I guess for them also it's saras. Certainly sounds like from the Gemara that there was saras even in the time of the Gemara. And he treated a non-Jew with this, and the non-Jew was healed. There is an interesting halachic discussion over here. I'm not going to help you much in terms of the actual therapies, but in terms of a halachic discussion, a very interesting one over here. If you take a look at the top Tosfos on Ayin Amud Aleph, Hiksha Harav Rabbeinu Achanan. So he quotes one of the Balei Tosfos. There is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that under certain circumstances, if you were to treat the word non-Jew over here probably is not the best way to describe it. We mean really an idolater in the most literal sense, meaning he is an idol worshiper. So by basically healing the idol worshiper, so you're going to be aiding and abetting idol worship. So that's Lefneiver, which is really the first parak of Avodah Zarah is dedicated to this topic. And so by treating him, so you're going to be promoting Avodah Zarah. Gabay me'aledes or menika afilu b'schar, and even if you get paid, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says you can't treat them. Because basically you're promoting now Avodah Zarah, and you shouldn't be doing that. So over here, the Gemara over here says that's no problem, that you can heal over the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says you can't. So what seems to be a stira between our Gemara and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos over here offers a couple suggestions in terms of what lies the distinction. The Omer reads, so Tosfos writes, it's the top Tosfos. The Shemek Dele Hizcha came before Shari Kadesh Yedel Refos. So number one, says Tosfos, is that you're teaching them how to practice medicine. And by teaching them how to practice medicine, you may have to go to one of them for refuah yourself. And so if the purpose over here is to treat them, to teach them, so Tosfos says that could be under those circumstances, it would be okay. Inami?
More than, no, experiment on them.
Your pshat sounds a lot better, meaning that right, this is right, it's for the purpose of testing and experimentation. Or the Gemara says that this was a very known treatment, this is not experimental, it's not in the experimental stage, we're not in a trial period, but this is a very known refuah. This answer is obviously much different than the previous answer. And Tosa says, and basically if you don't treat them with this known treatment and it works, so it's going to promote Ava, and we do everything within our power to reduce animosity, and so therefore you'll do it. So Mishum Ava. Or Tosa says, and certainly I would have suggested this as the simplest answer, is that the Gemara Avodah Zarah is talking about Mamash Avodah Zarah, meaning that over there, the person that you're going to be healing is Mamash and Ovid Avodah Zarah, and therefore you're promoting Avodah Zarah. Our Gemara over here could just be simply talking about a non-Jew. And just I'm a non-Jew, it's not going to be a problem of healing them. So a number of interesting answers within Tosfos. In terms of what's the distinction between our Gemara and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah? Back to our Gemara, five lines from the top of the Amud Amar Shmuel. Haman demachulei ba'anlunke de parsa. Somebody was hit with a Persian spear. So a Persian spear, apparently they must have laced the spear with some sort of poison. And basically the Gemara says, you are doomed. Mechai lo chaye. So you're not going to live. So we saw this once in yesterday's daf. We'll see it a couple times in today's daf. That there are certain things which the Chazal knew you're not going to recover from it. So the Gemara says, so here, basically, it's a terminal condition. However, meanwhile, meaning What we can do, however, we do know a treatment to at least prolong the life just a little bit. So Netzvalei Bisra Shmeina Gumrei. So fatty meat roasted on top of coals, the Chamer Chaya and undiluted wine. Efshad Dechay Porta, because then you're going to live a little bit. Umifked Abese, and what you could then do is you can take care of all your affairs, literally instruct your house in terms of what to do with your estate. And so the Gemara says, for that purposes, it's okay to live a little bit longer. It sounds like from our Gemara, this is a big discussion and one that needs really Chachmei Yisrael. But it sounds like from our Gemara that the only reason why treatment is needed to prolong life is if the person wants to take care of his affairs. It sounds like from our Gemara, again, this is not a conclusion, it's just a thought to consider, that if the person's affairs are already in order and you know that the condition is terminal, and so it can be that you can withhold treatment so that the person will die immediately. Again, that's obviously a big discussion, but our Gemara certainly would give some sort of indication. If you swallow a zibora, right, some sort of fly, bee, wasp, okay, however exactly it's translated, but the Gemara says once again that's a terminal condition. But the Gemara says once again, what we can do is that we can provide therapy for just a permanent, for a temporary stay in this world. So Neshka Rivias, the Dechala Shamzag, or we have on the side of the Gemara Shamgaz, you're going to be drinking some very strong vinegar. When I first read the Gemara, I thought Shamzag is from the word Mazug, which means diluted, but it's just the opposite. Shamzag over here, Rashi describes it as chometz chazak, a very strong vinegar. Efshad dechayi porta, because then there's a chance that you're going to live a little bit longer. Umafkid labeste, and once again, you're going to instruct your house exactly what to do with your estate. I'm Rav Yishua Malevi, Achabasa Shor Belefes. If you eat ox meat together with turnip, Velan Belavana Belayla Yidal Tezvav, and you sleep directly under the moon, under a full moon, 14th or 15th of the month, Betkufas Tamas, and you do it during the summer, Achzaso Achilo. So the Gemara says that is not going to be good. You're going to suffer the illness referred to as Achilu. In just a moment, the Gemara is going to explain what that is. Tana, Vahamamale Kresim, called Avra Achzas Uchila. The Gemara says also if you are full meaning bloated, so also brings about Achila. Amar Rav Papa Afilu Mitamrei, and Rav Papa says, and even if you fill yourself on dates and you stuff yourself, so it is makes you susceptible to this achilu. So the Gemara says, what is Rav Papa adding to this entire discussion? Pshita, the Gemara says, it is obvious. By the way, just as a parenthetical note, Rav Papa made a good amount of money making beer, right? And beer back then was made with dates. So it's Rav Papa is your date expert, if you will. The our making of beer from barley and hops. So that's a more modern convention. But anyway, so the Gemara says that's obvious. Meaning, once you said you filled your stomach, it's no good. What difference does it make what food it is that you're filling yourself with? So the Gemara says, because we know in general eating dates is wonderful. The Gemara Ksuvos, the Gemara quotes it over here. You eat dates, it satiates, mishachnan, it gives you a nice complexion. Umishashalan, it's great for the bathroom. Umashran, it makes you strong. Velo mefankan, it never spoils. So dates are really wonderful. So the Gemara says, emalo. So I might have thought, Havamina would have been, that dates is really the exception to the rule. There's no such thing as overeating with dates. Kamash Malan, the Gemara says that's a chiddush. Chiddush is there is such a thing called overeating even with dates. May achilu. Now the Gemara says a number of things bring about this achilu. The Gemara says, can we describe it a little bit better? Amar Rav Elazar, eishal atzamos. The Gemara says it's a fire in the bones. May eishal atzamos. So the Gemara says, what does that exactly mean? Amar Abaye, eish garmi. So Abaye says it's the fire of bones. I don't know, quite frankly, what Abaye is adding in terms of our understanding. Garmi is just the Aramaic word for bones, but apparently back then Eish Garmi was understood much better than Eish Shal Samos. Okay. Maya Suse. So, if you are now afflicted with this Achilu, so what exactly is the cure? Amar Abaye, Amar Le'em. Abaye quotes his mother. Again, we've seen this time and again. It's not his mother. It's his stepmother. It's his foster mother. But he quotes her and he says, Kulu sakinu tlasa v'shiva v'treisar. So in terms of general therapies, it's 3 days, it's 7 days, it's 12 days, meaning that for most therapies, it's on a it's not an as needed basis, but there's a general prescription in terms of how long to take it. Vahai adamaitse. But in terms of the achilu, so you keep taking it as needed until you recover. Kulusakino aliba rekana. Now, when you're eating all other when ingesting all other medications on an empty stomach, vahai basada acha veshase. And here, when you take the prescription for achilu, so on the bottle it says take only with food. So vahai. And the Gemara says, but make sure that before you eat, but also make sure you also go to the bathroom as well. You leave the bathroom, you wash your hands. And then, afterwards, what you're going to do after eating and after going to the bathroom is you take shasisa de tafache, you'll take a fistful of lentils, ubuna de chamratika, and a fistful of wine. Roll them together, knead them together, and eat a v'nichruch b'sadina. And then wrap yourself up. In other words, basically create warmth for yourself. Vinigne, and you should go to bed. Veleka denukme, nobody should wake you up. In other words, don't set the alarm clock. Adikai menashe, you have to wake up on your own. Vichikai lishkalin l'sadim. Now, when you wake up, sorry. Vichikai, when you wake up, lishkalin l'sadim ine, remove the blanket immediately from you. Ve'ilo hadar ilave. And if you don't remove the blanket immediately from you, so it's just going to come back to you. So the Gemara says that is the prescription for the achilu. Eliyahu speaks to Rabbi Nasan, and he says the following: Echo shlish v'shasa shlish v'hanach shlish. So what you should be doing is eat in the following proportions: eat a third, and drink a third, and then what about the last third? Leave your stomach empty. So in other words, if you can imagine, there's like a on the tank of your stomach, if you have some sort of meter, so eat till you are 2/3 full and let the last third empty. And the Gemara says, and when you get angry, so that anger is going to fill up the last third of your stomach. Again, I'm not here to provide any type of biological explanation of what this means in terms of anger filling up the last third of your stomach, but again, without giving a biological explanation, the Gemara says is that anger is bad on a full stomach, and so therefore don't ever fill your stomach. And I guess
anger maybe contracts your stomach.
Could be. Again, it's only within the realm of possibility. I just simply, you know, I'd only be guessing. Tani Rabbi Chia harotz shlo yavo li dechol me'ayim. Person who wants to avoid intestinal issues, yehi raga b'tibul kayitz v'choref. So make sure to dip your food. The dip back then typically was vinegar or wine. They used to dip their bread in wine. So make sure to keep dipping. Dip your vegetables in vinegar, right? Salad dressing, if you will. And bread, make sure to dip it in wine. B'tibol kaitz v'chorif. Su'udas kashanascha mimenu, mishoch yadecha himenu. And when you are enjoying a meal, make sure to withdraw from the meal. Meaning, don't keep eating. But when you get to the end of the meal, leave some of it over. Classically, the Ravid's quoted many places, right? In fact, it's called the Tainus of the Ravid. The Ravid says that whenever you eat a meal, make sure to leave something over at the end. It's not baltashkis. You're doing so because you're withdrawing from it. He's speaking more from a Musar standpoint, meaning not only don't overeat, but in other words, it's a way of basically showing that I have control of my taiva. The Argamar certainly would be a support for this, what we would call the Tainus of the Ravid. Tainus of the Riven. And when you need to go to the bathroom, don't wait. Go right away. If you drink tile chivre, white wine, in a moment we're going to see together in the Gemara that white wine, this specific white wine, is the most inferior of all wines. So the Gemara says if you drink it, you're going to become vitak. Vitak, Rashi says, you're going to become weak. So don't do it. Rav Chista then goes over the span of wines, and basically he is grading the wines. Maya de kulu sumke rechasana. So the best of all wines is the red wine that delivers a very fragrant odor. Grade de kulu, the worst of all the wines is talia chivre, is the white wine. Why this again? The specific white wine that the Gemara makes reference to. Okay, Amrav Yudah Haimandi Yasev Bitsiparne Nisan Gabinura Vishaif Mashcha. If a person goes out in the month of Nisan, in the morning in the month of Nisan, and he's by the fire v'shayv mashcha, and he rubs some oil on himself v'nafik v'yasev b'shimsha, and he goes outside. He sunbathes achzasa v'itak. The Gemara says that's also not good. That'll also make a person weak. Tanu rabbanan hikis dam v'shimish mitasa. Gemara now speaks about a lot of the halachos of derech eretz, meaning intimacy between husband and wife. So the Gemara says under certain circumstances it's not the appropriate time to do so. So hikis dam v'shimish. The Gemara here goes through a number of examples of what is not recommended. You bloodlet. Back in the time of the Gemara, bloodletting was considered extraordinarily therapeutic. They would bloodlet all the time. And the Gemara says that's good. But don't be mishamish mitaso, don't have intimacy, husband and wife, after hakazas adam, havilin benin vitakin. The Gemara says if you do, the resulting children from that act of relations are going to be weaker children. Hikizu shneim. Now if both man and woman, husband and wife, were making adam and had relations, their children are going to be extraordinarily weak. Rashi simply describes it as Rashi over here quotes the Gemara in Ksuvos. Gemara in Ksuvos says that that Balei Ra'asan is more than just an illness. It also some sort of worm develops within the brain. Rav Papa says on this, if your make is done but then you eat afterwards, so then all the concerns are going to be dispelled. Another piece of advice in terms of the halachas of Derech Eretz, if you just came back from a very long journey and you are tired, and you have relations with your wife, so the children, the resulting children, are going to be vitakin, they're going to be weak. Tanur Rabbanan habami beis akise, a person who comes back from the bathroom, aishamish mitaso achisha shir chatzimil. So you have to wait the time of chatzimil. Typically a mil is 18 minutes, so half of that would be 9 minutes. So the Gemara says you should wait 9 minutes between bathroom and tashmish amita with one spouse. Mimei, sheshed beis akise malav imo. The Gemara over here gives a metaphysical example, and that is that you have a shade accompanying you from the Beis Akisei for this period of Chatzimil. Now, if you do, you'll have children who we would normally describe nichven as epilepsy. Right, Rashi says, Noflim oso choli. Right, they fall down very often, says Rashi, because of the illness. We could describe it as epilepsy. So the Gemara says, so that's why you have to wait. It would seem, and again, this is not me speaking halacha, but in other words, back then the bathrooms were outside, and so going to the bathroom was generally speaking a little more perilous than what we experience. We have what's called indoor plumbing. It's amazing. And so it could be that this halacha is not applicable nowadays, but again, that's not, I'm not saying anything halachic, it's just, it's a thought. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamishash mitasam umaruch zaso avis. Man and a woman, a wife and a husband, have relations while standing. So, avis Rashi. From Rashi, it sounds like a form of a cramp that will develop. In fact, Rashi almost uses the word cramp, right? How do you say cramp in French? Okay, that's it. That's the word. Yeah. Same word. Okay, good. Okay, miyushav ochzaso deliria. If you have relations, a husband and wife have relations while sitting, so it would bring about deliria. We have a word in English that's very similar, but okay, delirious. He malamalavi v'hu malamata. The more halachas of derech eretz. If she's on top, achzasa deliria, so that also brings about deliria. My deliria. So the Gemara says, what is deliria? Although from the answer of the Gemara's question, it doesn't really sound like the Gemara is asking what it is. It sounds like the Gemara knows what it is. It's just what is the way to treat it. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, sam deliria dardara. So the Gemara says that the way to treat it is dardara. That is the name of the refu that's used to help it. My dardara, amar abaye. Morika de chuchi, so it is saffron of chuchi. It's Rashi describes it as that not just the saffron, but one that grows amongst the thorn bush. Rav Papa alis ubalale, and the Gemara goes on to describe various ways the Amoraim would use this kind of treatment. So Rav Papa would chew on the saffron and then he would swallow it. Rav Papi alis vishadi, same thing. Just you know, it's two different Amoraim. One is Rav Papa, the other is Rav Papi. Amar Abaye Mishe in a bucket b'derech eretz lacy gimel kapisi kutama. Somebody who is not bucket b'derech eretz. Rashi over here describes that it's somebody who is impotent. So the right. Yeah. So what do you do? So again, the Gemara gives its treatment in terms of how to treat it. Get a kapizi. Kapizi Rashi describes as a kli that holds three revios and fill it with chuchi v'nidukainu v'nishlakinu b'chamra and take the saffron and cook it together with wine v'nishte and drink it. I'm Rav Yochanan hein hechzerinu l'narusai, and Rav Yochanan says I can attest that I used this treatment and it brought me back to my days of youth. Mm-hmm. Three things weaken a person: ve'elohein, pachad, derech, va'avon. Three things which, generally speaking, weak the condition. Pachad. Rashi describes pachad, da'aga shedoeg al davar ha'asid, stress and anxiety over something that's going to happen in the future. Kagon tiered mizono, so pachad oye v'korin sensa. Okay, right? Familiar? Sensa? Okay. But basically, stress and anxiety. So it weakens a person. Derech, walking on a long journey, and avon. Pacha, Dechsev, and the Gemara quotes psukim for all of them. Now, in terms of avon, so Rashi here doesn't comment, but Tosos comments over here that dagas ha'avon, meaning anxiety because a person is sinning and he's just walking around with a guilty conscience often. That's one psha and Tosos, or onish ha'avon. Or it could be that avon over here simply means that a person sinned and the onish that's coming is going to make the person in a more frail state. And the Gemara quotes psukim for all of them. Pacha, Dechsev, libisa chachar, azavunik. The Pasuk in Tehillim describes that as a result of all my worry, so I've lost my strength. Derech dechsiv ana bederech kochi. Just being afflicted by having to travel long distances makes a person weaker. And finally, avon dechsiv kishaba avoni kochi. I stumbled in my sin and I have lost all my strength. So psukim that describe how one loses his strength with all of these different general conditions. Shoshet varim matizin gufo shel adam. Three things basically weaken a person's general condition. Ve'elohein. Acha ma'umad v'shasam ma'umad v'shimish matasam ma'umad. Eating while standing, drinking while standing, and having tashmish hamita while standing. Chamisha krovin lamisa yosir menachayim. Five things bring a person closer to death than him being alive. Ve'elohein. Acha v'amad v'shasa v'amad hikiz dam v'amad. If a person were to eat while standing, drinking while standing, bloodletting while standing, yashan va'amad, sleeping, and immediately after waking up, he stands up. And shimish mitaso va'amad, and also tashmish amita, and standing up immediately afterwards. We know the first halach in Shulchan Aruch is hiskaber ka'ari. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says that, based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that when you wake up in the morning, so you should wake up like a lion. So to put that halacha and that mission together with our Gemara, I guess what you could say very simply is that, in other words, when you wake up, pause for a moment, and maybe that's where Moda Ani comes from, but pause for a moment and then jump out of bed. Shisha ha'osa osam miyad meis. Six things where if they're done immediately, the person will die. The Elohein. Haba baderech v'nit yageya. Person comes back from a long trip and he is exhausted. I guess that means that he doesn't take the time to recover from the long trip. He kizdam v'nechnas the base Americas. He bloodlets. He goes to the bathroom. V'shasam v'nistakir. Drinks and he gets intoxicated. V'yashan al-gabe karka. And sleeps on the ground. V'shimesh mitaso. And he's mishamish mitaso and he has relations. I'm Rav Yochanan v'hushas and kisidron. Now Rav Yochanan says, now in terms of the resulting death, it's not doing any one of these actions. It's doing all these actions, and specifically in the order that we just laid out. I'm Rabbi kisidron meishalo kisidron chalish. If the person does them all in the order that we just explained, he will die. And shalo kisidron, however, if it's done out of order, so it's still not good. The person will get weak. Ini v'ham meuras avdalei la avda klas minayu. Now the Gemara says, now this woman meuras, that's her name, she did it with her slave, meaning she basically had him go through, or had her go through three of the six things that we just identified, and she died. It's her slave, her male slave, and he died. So the Gemara says, kachush hava. So the Gemara says that he was already in a condition where he was already weakened to begin with. So basically, it was he couldn't even withstand three of them.
I just want to point out it's a steam bath. The bathhouse, and we have to all be very careful how we're feeling before we
go. Okay, very good. Shmona Ruben Kasha Miyot. Now, regarding eight things, so too much of it is no good, but some of it is very good. So moderation, serious moderation. Veilain, Derek, going on a journey, a walk. And again, walking is great. Moderation. Derech Eretz, Tashmish Amita. Again, moderation. Osher, wealth. Moderation. The Rashi over here, Rashi provides our Musa for the day. I mean, it's a lot of Musa in today's Gemara. But Rashi says, in terms of Osher, Miyuta Yafe, a little bit of wealth is wonderful. Verubo Kasha, but too much of it is no good. Shemevatla Mitama Torah, Umagbia Lavavo. First of all, Rashi is a great Rashi. Right, being too wealthy, says Rashi, takes you away from Tama Torah and also makes you arrogant. So a little bit of wealth is good. That's why, Hedy, I mentioned earlier, you don't want to win the lottery. So the so umalacha, so work is great. Moderation. Yain v'shena chamin. So I'm sorry. Yain, wine, moderation. Sleep, moderation, and finally chamin. To drink and to bathe and to drink in hot water. Again, great moderation. Hakaza sadam, and also bloodletting. Bloodletting is wonderful, but again within moderation. Shmona, mimatim esazera. So eight things are attributed to impotency or just simply poor zera. The Elohein, melach, too much salt, ra'av, hunger, netek. Netek is described in the Torah as one of the forms of tzaras. Okay, bechiyam, the crying, shena agabe karka, sleeping on the ground, vigadgadnios. I was going to say it's some sort of herb. How does he translate it?
Coriander.
Coriander
is the same as mono, though.
Okay. I don't know. Uxos, and also another type of herbs. He describes it as hops. Shalob is mano. The hops, when you're eating it out of season, the hakazas dam lamata kiflayim. And if you bloodlet, and the part in the body in which you're bloodletting is in the lower extremity, so the Gemara says that is twice as bad as everything we mentioned up above. Tana kishem shikash lamata kiflayim kach yafa lamala kiflayim. In terms of bloodletting, if you do the upper extremities, the Gemara says that's great. Twice as great as going in the lower extremity being twice as bad. Amara Papa, the Gemara says, where's the cutoff point? Lamata min abeitzim, lamala lamala min abeitzim. So the Gemara says that the cutoff point is going to be the beitzim. So if you bloodlet from the legs, anywhere in the legs and the lower extremity, that's no good. And anything from the torso and above is going to be just wonderful. Ukso, shalob is mana. Now, one of the things that we mentioned in terms of poor zera, production is going to be hops in not the right time. We of course need to know when the good season is for hops. So Tana Kishem Shikasha Shalob Bismana Kachyafa Bismana. Again, hops out of season is no good. Hops in season is just wonderful. I'm Rav Papa. Okay, and again, Rav Papa, the beer manufacturer. So he knows. So Zmana Tammuz. So the right time in terms of hops is summer. So the summer harvest is great. And shalob is mana teves, and then the poorest time is going to be in the winter. You may need some yumetishra and lamala velo kasha. Okay, now what about fall? What about spring? So neither good nor bad. It's neutral. Amar. Okay, that's it. I mean, that's not it, but there's more coming. But that is our remedies of the Gemara. So approximately two dapim of Gemara dedicated to the topic of remedies. One end note for all these Gemaras, and then we're going to go on. Clearly, as I mentioned already twice yesterday and both today, don't try these at home. The Gaonim already said all the remedies that we discussed, do not try at home. And meaning, don't. It's not just a suggestion. There's a ban. There's a ban placed on trying any of these at home. The Gemara obviously felt it important to insert this into the Gemara, even though for our purposes it's not going to be beneficial. But certainly, I mean, the Musar Haskel is very simple. The Chachamim wanted us to take care of ourselves. And it's as much as we're supposed to have emunah and that's all wonderful and good, but at the same time, it is super important that we have to take care of ourselves. That clearly is the Musar Haskel that comes out from these Gemaras, where the Gemara spent nearly two dapim describing all these things. Amar, we go back to our Gemara and we review what we learned together in our Mishnah. Remember, we learned the Mishnah, which really promoted this entire discussion. And that is, a person instructs to give a get to his wife. So if the instructions were while he was experiencing kordaikos, so if you look back at Rashi in the Mishnah, you'll remember Rashi describes kordaikos as shem shida hasholetes kisheshos yain harbe migito. So Rashi back in the Mishnah said that the kordaikos is some sort of temporary bout of insanity that comes about as a result of drinking too much wine. Not just intoxicated, but it's a certain mental illness that comes about. So the Mishnah taught us that if, while giving the instructions, he was under the spell of Kordaikos, so that's it. There's nothing, you don't listen to him, he's not in a good mental state. However, the Mishnah went on to say that if the instructions were before he experienced Kordaikos, and then while experiencing Kordaikos, he then wants to retract, so the Mishnah says you can ignore what he's saying. The Mishnah's wording is very strong. Ein varav ha'achronim klum. What he says afterwards is simply meaningless. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Kotzvin v'nosin get la'altar. In fact, Reish Lakish says that you can write the get and you can deliver it immediately. Rashi on Reish Lakish writes, v'afilu b'sochol yo ho v'amar konim l'chein v'lo amrin ha'shotehu v'ene yochol l'garish. So, the instructions came before he was suffering from Kordaikos. So Reish Lakish understands that even though he is currently under this spell of Kordaikos, but because when he gave the instructions he was in a good mental state of mind, so therefore we're going to follow his instructions even though at the time now of the delivering of the get, he's under Kordaikos. Now that represents a big chiddush on the part of Reish Lakish, because basically what Reish Lakish is saying is that even though he's currently unavailable to instruct, but because the instructions were given while he was in a good state of mental health, so his current condition can just simply be ignored. Rav Yochanan amar in kosvin ela chesheyishta peh. So, and Rav Yochanan says no. Rav Yochanan says no. We do not write the get until he recovers. My time at the Reish Lakish diktani emet dvarav achronim klum. Now, in terms of Reish Lakish has a very simple way to support his pshat. And that is, look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be giving a very good piece of proof for Reish Lakish, because the Mishnah says that we ignore what he says. What does that mean, we ignore what he says? Simple pshat in the Mishnah is, we ignore and we go through with the writing and the delivery of the get.
Protesting at this point?
He's protesting, but he's protesting under Kordaikos, under the influence of Kordaikos. And Reish Lakish says, Ein bedvar v'achronim klum. You could just simply ignore him. What else do you think the Mishnah means? The Mishnah means that that even though he's under the current spell of Kordaikos, because he gave the instructions while he was lucid, so you can write and deliver the get. Rav Yochanan amar lecha ein bedvar v'achronim klum delechi matzel lo tzarech lemahader im luchei bay ula olam in kosin ela chishis paten. And as far as Rav Yochanan is concerned, no, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah means as follows: you have to wait till he recovers. In the current condition that he's in right now, the shliach cannot do what he was instructed to do, even though he was instructed in a period of lucidity. It doesn't matter. Rav Yochanan says you can't write and deliver the get in the current state that he's in. What does the Mishnah mean? According to Rav Yochanan, the only thing the Mishnah means is that in his current state of Kordaikos, you can't write, you can't deliver the get. You'll wait till he recovers. The chiddush in the Mishnah is you don't need a new set of instructions. The old instructions are still going to be binding. The Kordaikos doesn't break the momentum of his original instruction. But in the current condition, you can't give it. Just wait, let's just get through the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now, what is really at the core of the debate over here? Reish Lakish, Madam Eliyashin. Reish Lakish says, you know, I'm going to compare Kodaikas to basically sleeping. Meaning, when you're sleeping, you're unconscious. You're not in a state of lucidity. You're temporarily temporarily out to lunch. And still, no one's going to suggest that the person who instructed to write and deliver the get can't deliver it while the person's sleeping. That's just simply, no one's going to suggest that. So what Reish Lakish says is that Kordaikas is really no different. It's the same thing. It's like the person is sleeping. Rav Yochanan medamei lei l'shoten. Rav Yochanan says no. Rav Yochanan says Kordaikas is like insanity. So, and we know that when a person is in a insane state of mind, he can't instruct, and he can't instruct his wife, he can't instruct the shlech to write and deliver a get. And so that's Rav Yochanan's pshat. Rav Yochanan nami lidme liyashan. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. According to Rav Yochanan, what is wrong with Reish Lakish's comparison? Reish Lakish seems to be saying, making a very good comparison. Yashan l'mechusa maisa. Hai mechusa maisa. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what the difference is. Sleeping is a temporary state of unconsciousness. But that's exactly the point. It's a temporary state where the issue will relieve itself. Otherwise known as, he's going to wake up. It's part of the rhythmic nature of us that we're going to wake up, sleep, wake up again. Reish Lakish, and Kordaikas, however, is a condition that needs refuah. So it's more like Shota. Reish Lakish nami nidmaila Shota. So the Gemara says, now, why don't we compare... why doesn't Reish Lakish compare Kordaikas to Shota? Shota lo sami biyadan. Hi, sami biyadan. So the Gemara says the difference is as follows. Because when it comes to Shota, we don't know the fix. The person who is a Shota is in a state of insanity. And quite frankly, says the Gemara, he may come out of it, but that is beyond our control. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Kordaikas, so the Gemara says we know the remedy, and the Gemara repeats for us what is the relief for Kordaikas. We saw this already. Bistra Simka Gomer V'Chamra Marka. So the Gemara says lean meat roasted on coals, diluted wine. So the Gemara says, so we know how to treat the Kordaikas. So that's why Reish Lakish would much rather compare it to sleeping than that to a state of insanity.
Question. If a person instructing divorce while has Kordaitis, the get is unacceptable. Is there any reach like a get attached to that?
It's a fair question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Okay, we'll pause over here. So let's just quickly recap. So this morning we finished the Gemara's medicinal advice, the therapeutic advice of the Gemara, covering not just the internal organs, but we covered this morning passing a kidney, fevers, internal, external fever. And then the Gemara also went on to discuss general health issues, avoiding weakness, the Hilchos Derech Eretz. Just a lot of... a lot of good sound advice, not eating to the point where you're full. Okay. And then the Gemara comes back to our Mishnah. We discuss now very lumpish machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish when the person instructs to give a get to his wife in the state of lucidity, and then he suffers from Kordaikos. What did the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says that under the state of Kordaikos, we simply ignore anything that he says? Reish Lakish says, we ignore and we go forward with the get. And Rav Yochanan says, no, we don't go forward with the get. All it means is that in the state that he's in right now in Kordaikos, so you can't deliver the get, you're going to have to wait till he recovers. All the Mishnah means is that the momentum hasn't been broken. And so that when he does recover, so then you can go ahead and proceed with the instructions that he gave before the Kordaikos set in. That's all the Mishnah means. And tomorrow we'll continue with the discussion, more discussion of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, in terms of this Machlokas.